Cody Bellinger is their guy. Like, I was watching Tom Verducci on MLB Network ask him about lefty power and how important lefty power is, and specifically said Cody Bellinger. And immediately, Cashman goes, well, power bats are pretty important. I don't know about lefty power bats. Like, I think he's playing the game. I really do. I think he's playing the game. He told them that he's in play, that he's talked to Boris. I think this is all about downplaying the need for Bellinger. I doubt very much that they intend to play Jason Dominguez every day in left along with Grisham and Judge. That's just not, you can't trust it. It's not good enough. Spencer Jones, can't trust it. Not good enough. I think they look to move both of those guys in the trade market. Now, will they sign Cody Bellinger? I don't know. If the price gets to a point where they can't or they won't, and Hal won't put in the, you know, if it gets near $30 million a year for him, maybe he won't. But I think there's no doubt at the very least they're looking to sign Cody Bellinger. But here's my issue with the game. I think that's it. Outside of Bellinger and maybe some bullpen pieces, I don't think the Yankees are involved in this free agent market really at all. I think that's the only free agent. Otherwise, I think they're looking at trade values. I think you could see guys like a Stephen Kwan if Bellinger falls out. Or you could see a guy like Brendan Donovan in St. Louis if Bellinger falls out. Like, I do not think there's another impact bat. They're not pivoting to Kyle Tucker. They're not going to go pay Schwarber. They're not going to pay Pete Alonso. They're not going to pay, and this was the other thing, they're not going to go pay Bo Bichette, because the other thing that really bothered me listening to Brian Cashman is, yet again, there is no doubt, Anthony Volpe is the starting shortstop of this team. And I know we've all believed that already, and it's not necessarily news, but he again leaned into it and as hard as ever. And I'm sorry. You know how I defend Brian Cashman. You all call me out on it every day. Brian Cashman sat there with a straight face during this Yankee interview and leaned into the idea of how much the injury played into his season. It drives me crazy. He fully admits that Anthony Volpe, even with the sore shoulder, passed every single test, that his strength was good, that he said he felt great, his bat speed was as good as ever, he hit as many home runs as ever. Every single physical test that they do to test strength and everything, he aced. And now he's just leaning on the idea that when they went in to repair it, it looked worse than they had anticipated. And for that reason, he is standing firm on the idea that what we saw last year from Anthony Volpe was a product of the injury and not a product of the player, which is flat out bull, because he is the same player last year that he's been the 2 years prior. The offensive numbers, like, the Yankees will tell you that Anthony Volpe has a consistency problem. Well, he hasn't found that consistency. He can't be consistent. I beg to differ. I find him wildly consistent. He is extremely consistent. He is the definition of consistent. He's been consistently bad offensively since the day he became a Major League Baseball player. He's had damn near the exact same OPS, the same batting average. You know, power was better in the first year and the last year than the middle year. But outside of that, it is the same player. And instead of upgrading shortstop, instead of being the New York Yankees and saying, I understand he's our guy, I understand that we believe in him and he was a top prospect, but I can't hand him the starting shortstop position when he is quite literally one of, if not the worst offensive player in baseball for the last 3 years. And that's not good enough for the Yankee shortstop. Instead, now we are leaning heavy. And this was my fear when he had the injury. It was the Yankee fans' fear. And I didn't think they would do it. But Brian Cashman has no intention of improving shortstop with a bat like Bo Bichette or anybody else who could impact you. You don't have enough right-handed bats. Bo Bichette fits pretty nice. But no, Anthony Volpe wasn't bad last year. He was injured. It's absolute just nonsense. It's nonsense. But getting a feel for what Cashman thinks, I think Cashman thinks this team is pretty good. I think he believes that Trent Grisham made real significant changes in his swing, and you can expect him to be similar to the player he was last year, although he's never done that at any other point in his career. They expect McMahon to be great defensively and be better offensively. They think Anthony Volpe is going to be just fine and great because he was injured last year and he'll be healthy this year. They think Ben Rice is about to take that big step into becoming one of the better hitters in baseball and solidifying first base. They expect a bounce back year from Wells. They think the rotation's one of the best in baseball once it gets healthy. And they need a left fielder and some bullpen arms and maybe some right-handed bench pieces. The Yankees need to spend enough to be competitive, but they ain't spending a lot, and this Yankee team is going to be very similar to the one we saw last year, and I wouldn't expect any major moves. And if they miss out on Bellinger, you can forget Tucker. It's going to be trading for pieces that might fit in nicely in left, or going with Dominguez or Spencer Jones. I don't expect much in this offseason at all, listening to Brian Cashman on Yankee Hot Stove.